Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Excuse me. Pardon me. A bit of a frog. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the show. Appreciate everybody listening to the last episode. I'm not going to guarantee a show a week, nor am I going to guarantee the shows will be done here. I've been discussing with people, far better individuals than I will be, well, the importance of staying focused. It was suggested to me that I might want to look at doing a podcast on water issues in the Racine area, right? So people looking for that could be easier to find it versus looking for this podcast, even though I think I do a good job of tagging the episodes so people can find them. But that's a good idea. I'm going to be thinking about it. In fact, I have a meeting this morning about someone on that very topic, as well as doing a blab or a periscope on the issues of water and Racine. I think that would be very, very useful. And I think entertaining, to say the least, because as we all know, this is a show of entertainment and opinion, and a show of opinion and entertainment only. Please get the facts you see best, fit how to find them, and act accordingly, right? Because as much as I try to bring you the news information I think you need, I think there's a lot of stuff out there that I don't know. I like to know, and I think if we all would know them, we would all do a better job with trying to get a handle of what I see is some trying times coming for Racine and Racine County. It's just incredible. I mean, you know, where do we start? Well, let's update you. I was online today. I found out that soon, by the end of this week, I understand, though I don't see how, or perhaps end of the month, that two buildings will be taken down in the downtown area of Racine. One being the old Park 6 building, and another one being one of the properties that's associated with Michigan Row. Now, mind you, it's interesting. About Park 6, I've not been in the building. I've talked to people who have been in the building or claim to have been in the building. Some of them say it's falling apart, it's bad, it needs to come down. And one says, no, it's not that bad. It can be repaired. Don't know. I haven't been in there. I don't know for sure. My guess is as good as yours. It would be really interesting, and I can't get it because nobody I know of controls the property. Let me back up. I know who controls the property. It's either Citrusine or the demolition company, and I do not think they let me in there with a camera to take pictures if simply for liability issues. Last thing they also would want would be any pictures that would cause more of a debate because they just want to get rid of Park 6 and be on their way. And it is what it is. I mean, buildings come down all the time. Sadly to say, we lost two buildings in the 200 block of Jones Street in Racine, which was fascinating. Was that is one of the buildings that was falling apart for years before the city did something about it. Another one was only falling apart for a few months before vandals got to it and the city took that down. I'm glad the city got rid of both of them. Better not to have them than be fire traps and other issues that you have with abandoned housing. Same thing with Park 6. If it is indeed falling apart, as the city claim and other people claim, that it might be a danger to pedestrians and others and needs to come down. If, in fact, it was not so much, if, in fact, it can be fixed up, there was a buyer, that's another subject. Another thing, too, to remember about Park 6, with no offense meant to anyone, nobody's buying property in Racine. I mean, yeah, you read an article, this is being sold, that's being sold for undervalue. I mean, the Zan building in downtown Racine was sold for far less money than it was assessed for a couple of years ago, which is too bad. You know, some people would say it's great because the guy who buys it is going to do something with it. God knows what. Newspaper, Journal Times, tried to reach out to him, I understand, and have yet to get a return phone call. I don't know if they wrote, just like write him a letter. That sometimes might work too. You know, if you can't get hold of the guy by phone, maybe write him a letter. Don't know. Maybe they did that. Maybe they figured out how the United States Post Office works and have mailed him a letter. You know, they may have done that, and he decided, I don't talk to you. I have a better thing to do. And he hasn't replied, which, again, it is what it is. Not the end of the world. And, again, some asides, Park 6 in the Zen building in downtown Racine. One other quick thing before I move on off from the sidebar issues is I had a meeting at Draymark today, and I walked downtown. It was okay. I walked downtown. I was downtown walking from about 9 a.m. to about 10 a.m. A week ago today. It was fascinating. It was absolutely fascinating. Was I saw seven people. In the hour plus I was downtown Racine walking around, I saw seven people. This is booming, supposedly. Booming and bustling Racine, Wisconsin on a Tuesday morning. It was pretty okay weather, right? It wasn't the best weather in the world, but it was okay weather. But yet, you know, but yet, seven people. Seven people. I find that fascinating because when you think booming and a great place, everybody wants to come here, millions of people want to come here from Chicago to live. That's why Machine Row is being built, right? But I only see seven pedestrians in the morning of a business day, and most of them looked homeless. Well, hell, I looked homeless too, I suspect, with all my winter coat on. For all I know, there were seven big, huge developers coming up here from Chicago begging to see the mayor of Sid Racine to buy property so they could move here with their family and start businesses here. To me, they looked homeless, but again, what do I know? It is what it is. But let's go on to the river issue. Last week, I'm minding my own business on Twitter, and I'm noticing there's a lot of people talking about the river, which I find amazing. That the river shouldn't be talked to. It should be talked about. There's a lot of things going on with the river that needs to be addressed. What I found fascinating about the conversation on Twitter was the groups talking about Twitter wanting people to act on the water issue with Waukesha coming and dumping sewage, treated sewage. Gotta say that. It's going to be treated sewage into the river. Was yelling and screaming about it. Now, mind you, they haven't been yelling and screaming about it lately, but they started then. Huh. Why last week? Well, I know what last week was, too. There was a debate between the mayor of Racine, John Digger, and the mayor of Waukesha about water issues, right? And obviously, the two opposing sides. One talks about they can do it, Waukesha says they can do it safely, it'd be good for the river, it'd be good for the lake. John Dickert, Mayor of Sid Racine, says no, it'd be lousy, he doesn't want it for all kinds of reasons. Basically, as I would agree, I have concerns about water because, as we know, and I spoke of before, that even though Milwaukee has spent billions of dollars on stuff going on with their sewage, right, and the deep tunnel project, time to time, things go a little bit south, and again, billions of gallons of untreated sewage is released into Lake Michigan. Who knows? I would hope that the equipment would be such, the systems would be such, where that wouldn't happen. At the moment, one drop of poor water-treated sewage would be released, and the whole thing would shut down, and no more water would be pumped into the lake, to the river, to go to the lake, until it was fixed. I would hope that was the case, but we're talking human beings. So I'd say that the best laid plans of mice and men, right? And the best equipment in the world, the best designs in the world, can sometimes go south, and the people along the Root River would be affected. It's not enough that Milwaukee does it, and you have billions of gallons of untreated sewage released into Lake Michigan if all the problems it occurs, right? But I live 100 yards from the river, probably 100 yards, maybe a little less than from the river. And come on. I mean, after all, why would they listen to me? I mean, they don't care about me. Yeah, I live in the inner city of Racine. Everybody in this area live in the inner city of Racine. They don't care about us. Trust me when I say that. I would be surprised. I would like to see somebody in the city of Racine tell me that Sid Racine cares about people in their city, the alone people on the riverfront of the city of Racine on the river. But that's an argument for another day. The thing is, I don't want to live here, not that I have a choice, and see untreated sewage come down the river, right? What are the odds of that happening? The mayor of Waukesha would say some and none, and I hope he's right. I truly, truly, truly hope he's correct. Right? And those are questions I would ask him. Now, as you know, I did invite him to be on the radio show. I did invite him last week. I sent an email to his office, as I was advised to do, to please come on the show and we talk about those water issues. And I would simply say this. I would introduce him as the mayor, have him make sure he said his name, because I would screw it up, make sure we had contact information for people that had questions for him off the air. I would say, can you please tell me the Washoe stands on the water issue via Visit River? And I would shut my mouth and let him go for, say, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. And again, the only thing I would do is if I had questions based on what he said, ask them. I would not interject my own personal opinion in it. I would let him go for half an hour or so, maybe a half, and just simply interject my questions, if any. I would thank him for his time, make sure we got his contact information, a website or two if he thought that information would be useful to us, and end the show, right? That's all I can do. That's the best job I can do. I can understand why he doesn't want to be on the show. Anything from thinking the show is nothing more than a trap, thinking that to get him embarrassed in some fashion, manipulate the information he would give me in some way to make it look bad for him, or whatever. I can understand any number of reasons. Right? Or simply doesn't have the time. Any number of reasons. I mean, he's a busy guy. But I have a duty and obligation to ask him. I had a duty and obligation to ask him. Some team to say, yes, I want to be on. No, I don't want to be on. And drive on, right? But I found it interesting, that Twitter war. I found it interesting. And I kept track of the names of the groups that were taking sides saying that John Durkin was right. Why did I do that? Okay. I found it fascinating that these groups, who've done very little of any activity before they started what I call a Twitter war, said anything much about Twitter at all. So now, with the names of the groups, I can find out if they're nonprofits or not. If they're nonprofits, I can see if they follow the 990s or not. And if they follow the 990s, I can determine other information about the groups, which I think will illustrate a lot what's going on. For instance, I would be very, very curious how much money they had spent. I would be very curious to find out where they got the money from. I would be really curious to find out who were on the boards of directors if that information was listed, and see if indeed the case might be where Wayne Kligman's cat would be on more than one board, right? So then are we talking, is it the same group of people under different groups, or a fair collection of individuals upset about what's going on and saying, hey, stop it. Yeah, we don't want this. I don't know. I think it's interesting because I remember back in the day when our mayor, John Tickard, thought he'd be able to sell the water to Waukesha. He could care less. He could care less about the sewage water, trans sewage, coming down the Root River. He said two words about it. I can't remember two words that he said about it. But once he found out that he wasn't going to get that money, that Oak Creek would, his opinion changed. Now, I think that's interesting. I think that's very, very interesting. Was he happier with potential sewage coming down, trans sewage coming down the river when he was making money from it, from the water he was selling in Waukesha? I don't know. Second question I would have is, I believe that the city of Racine would receive money because that treated sewage would be dumped in the river for Waukesha. It's my understanding. My understanding is that would be about $6 million a year. Is he upset because he does, by he, I'm sorry, is John Jagger upset because he's not getting enough money? Maybe if Waukesha changes it from $6 million a year to $12 million a year, that he won't be upset. Don't know. I mean, would his upsetness go away if he got $12 million? I don't know. Would his upsetness go away if, say, one of his good friends is appointed to a board overseeing things? Don't know. There's so many things I don't know. But I've lived in Racine now for about 18 years. I was in Racine area for 18 years. I lived in Racine for about 18 years, too. Damn. I'm old. So, hell, I've been here a long time. It's fascinating how my perception of Racine has changed over time. Maybe it's because I've seen companies come and companies go. I've seen Jacobson close, Jacobson close down. I've seen hundreds of jobs leave Case. Young Radiator shut down when I wasn't here. No companies were at the time of day that I'm aware of and moved in to take their place. I have family members thinking about planning to leave this area because there's nothing for them here. And those are sad things. I even have good guy, he's a good guy. One of my neighbors came up here with his brother legally from Mexico. They started in the fields. His brother guy is now working at Harley doing stuff. His wife is working at Harley too doing stuff. His brother is, I think, one of the local companies. God lives on my street. I think he works in one of the local companies as a machinist. Right? All self-taught or went to Gateway for classes, good people. And now they're all talking about moving back to Mexico because there's nothing for them here. Wow. 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 I'll say that one more time. Wow. Yeah, again, now, I'm biased. I don't know. I've seen better days. I've seen better days myself, and perhaps the fact of my having better days than I see now have jaded me. Maybe if I had a job where I was making $50,000 a year, $80,000 a year, $90,000 a year, I would not be so upset. Don't know. Don't know. I feel sad what I see around me. I feel very, very sad of the continuing decline. And the only thing that I'm observing that addressed it is Fantasyland. Now, let's talk about Machinery World some more. And the information I read from the Central Times, already director, appointed deputy director of acting director of development, says that he thinks it's going to be up to 100 rental units in Machinery Row. 100 rental units. 100 rental units. Oh, and by the way, the developer is getting HUD money. That means, I understand it, as I've been told multiple times by multiple developers, that if you take HUD money, a certain percentage of those apartments have to be low income. So, in downtown Racine, are we going to see low income housing? That's what downtown Racine needs, is more low income housing. Wow! And again, these people will do what? Well, because anybody with kids, obviously families have kids, right? They go downtown. And I hear enough as it is now that there's so many. Oh, I don't even want to go into it because, again, why wouldn't I focus on water? I might want to do a separate podcast on the water issues alone. Is you see how things are all entwined? You know, I mean, there's things that go on behind the scenes that we don't know about. There's things that go on behind the scenes that we aren't aware of that affect our everyday life. I mean, it's incredible as it seems. That's fact life. Be it here in Wisconsin, Flint, Michigan, or Wisconsin, Dells, Wisconsin, right? And why we have to stay in touch and in tune of what's happening. Now, I hope Machinery Row goes off without a hitch. I hope that it goes well, that hundreds of people from Chicago show up to beg to get these apartments. Don't think so. After all, why would they? Why would they? And I'll tell you, and I'm in torn and throats. I'm wet, and I'm going to switch it out. I mean, I'm sitting here again in the living room of my home, 115 years old, right? It's built on one of the highest elevated places in the city of Racine. I overlook the river, as I talked of before, right? I can imagine what it must have looked like here when it was built in 1905. I can imagine as a stately mansion that it was, right? And the builder at the time, the families that lived here through the time, and we got their names in the directory when we were doing research in the home, I expect to imagine what happened in the area. Could imagine what happened in the home. You know, and these are also sad things. The reason why this home was built here, the way it was built here, how it was built here, what it looked like here when it was built, was because the guy that built the house had connections to the lake, had connections to the river, had connections to what it did. Even then, many people were making money from the lake. But he made so because it is a shipping captain. He ran a ship on the Great Lakes, right? He wasn't potentially manipulating housing projects. He wasn't figuring out ways to allow treated sewage to come down the river, right, and make money from it. Now, coming up, we've got a couple of things. I'm switching over to my last thing. We've got a couple of interesting things going on. One I'm really hyper about, which is the Thursday, I forget the day, I think of the 11th of February, in the village of Mount Pleasant, there will be a forum for the people running for different elected positions out in Mount Pleasant. I hope to be there. I hope to be there with my iPhone. I hope to be there with my iPhone, if only to tape a video for YouTube, or perhaps do a blob if I can find a way to get on a wireless network, right? I think it's important to let people know what's going on. And I also think it's fascinating because the biggest issue, according to the Wisconsin Racine Taxpayer Association, is the Highway V situation. What's going on with that? Highway V situation, for those who may not know, is how Mount Pleasant is running water up Highway V and sewage high up Highway V and making the people who have not asked for it, right, and would not necessarily use it, will pay for it because it runs through the middle of our property, right, and how some of those people who are now farmers will be forced off land. Many, many people in Highway V are upset, and they use the electoral process as it was designed to do to, quote, throw the bums out. And more power to them. I hope the people who are challenging the current sitting board, right, win. And I hope they, quote, get to throw the lums out and get to staff the plan, because I think the house, the homeowner's next step, and they don't have a choice for it, would be to sue. Now, mind you, they're pretty pissed off. I expect they'll have get the money up to file a lawsuit and potentially stop it with a lawsuit. And will it stop it forever today, or will it stop it for a few weeks, a few months, or a few years? Don't know. But these people, from what I see in the paper, what I read in the letters of the editor, et cetera, the people who are running to take seats on the board are running on the Howie V issue to stop what they see as poor planning, what some would call, or at least one local guy I know, he's even moved out, which would call corruption. Anyone's a staff, and I can't blame anybody. I can't blame anybody. I really can't. I wish them the very, very luck, very, very best of luck with the election, because that's in a perfect world how things get changed. You don't like something, you get upset, you run for office, you change things, right? That's the way this country was built. It was also built in freedom of the press. It was also built in freedom of religion. It was also built in freedom of speech, right? Yeah, it's a weird situation we find ourselves in. It truly is. Where, and the sad thing, going back to the shooting roll, the sad thing is, if a shooting roll doesn't come through, right, it fails in some fashion or another, who's going to pay for it? Well, obviously, the city will pay for it. I mean, taxpayers will pay for it. After all, we let put quotes on the word lent money to the developer. I believe he also bought buildings for the developer, right, so he can go ahead with Machinery Row, right? Let's hope it pays off big, so we get the money back, so we have people downtown doing stuff. That'd be nice. But, again, downtown Racine, there's no grocery stores in downtown Racine. There's a pharmacy, which is okay, which is a good thing. There's no grocery stores downtown. There's no clothing stores downtown. What I would call a clothing store, right? If I was my weight out of the Army, I could buy clothes on Honda City. There's no men's clothing store downtown. There's no grocery store downtown. If I if you're on Water Street, if you're in that area of downtown Racine, Water Street and Marquette, and you want to go and get groceries, you'll probably be walking a mile to get groceries.
Wow.
You can walk a mile. Walk a mile. So you're going to have Jimmy and Joe and Jane and Steve all live in this apartment because all from Chicago, more money than God, and they're going to, because that's what they're going to attract all these people, and they're going to walk a mile for groceries, right? Now, obviously, they can't take a bus anywhere because we don't really truly have a bus system anymore. In fact, I can't take a bus from my home to Gateway in less than an hour. The same amount of time it would take me to walk. Right? Heaven forbid I want to go someplace else, like Kenosha, because you can't. I mean, it's hell. I mean, all these things are going on. It's getting to be a critical mass. It's not looking good at all. And I see, and one of the things, and I think I'm going to switch and do a simple thing in water. It's take it step by step, the water process, how seriously makes money from water, how PADS issues work, stuff like that. I think it's important. And if that's the case, I'll come and identify this for the show and the like. Anyway, I appreciate everybody listening to the show. This is a show of entertainment and opinion, and a show of opinion and entertainment only. I hope to see you out this Thursday in the Mount Pleasant Village Forum, even though I can't vote in the Mount Pleasant Village elections because I'm in the city of Racine. I think it's important that we see what's going on, that we pay attention to what's going on. Because issues in Mount Pleasant, like issues in Racine, affect us all, and we have to pay attention to them. Thank you so much for listening. With that, you all have a great day. And remember, please, 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 use whatever means you want to use to get the facts that you need to make the best election that you make the best choices to vote in the elections we have coming up. And please, please, please interact with the elected members of government to tell them what you think should be going on. And question for you, question for everybody out there, what is Envisioning Racine? Thank you. Talk to you all later. Bye-bye.